We're on the telephone with Kevin Remp from Montezuma, Iowa. Kevin is vice chair of the Iowa Corn Promotion Board. And Kevin, the Corn Promotion Board there has announced, along with the Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, plans to conduct a referendum on July 10th to increase the corn checkoff in the state by 1/4 cent per bushel. That checkoff's currently 3/4 of a cent, and if the increase is approved, it'd go up to a penny a bushel. So talk about the reason for pursuing an increase in the checkoff here.
Well, in the last 4 or 5 years, we have seen a dramatic change in agricultural with the valuation of ground and commodities, and we are just seeing a need for some extra funds, whether to be directed toward research or ethanol or helping our livestock producers in different programs, and we're just seeing a need for some extra funds that our current budget cannot meet.
Any specific areas? I mean, you mentioned a few there. Any specific areas or specific projects that you'd like to be able to fund that you can't right now?
Without saying the specific one, we'd have to look at them before again, but we have had some ethanol mixture fuels to research that we could have done with Illinois and some other states that we had to turn down. We're getting involved with what's called Ag State, and that's with all the commodity groups in Iowa starting to work together, and it's kind of looking for the future, what is good, I mean, for proposals and different things for the best ideas to come about in the next 20 years in agriculture. So, I mean, just a lot of different things, and plus research is costing more all the time, and we do support NCGA and our grains councils, and they're always having extra needs for some extra programs, whether it can be with ethanol, I mean, farmer image, just a lot of different things. I mean, if you're going to produce a product, you need to promote it.
Tell me again how this works now. The referendum is to take place on July 10th?
Yes, you can. The Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship is doing it, but you can vote at your county extension office, and any producer that has marketed 250 bushels of corn in the past year is eligible to vote, or a absentee ballot can be requested, and it has to be turned back in or mailed by the, I think it's the 27th of June or something, but it's an earlier date than the actual walk-in time. But
we have noticed several other states in the past couple of years have also increased their corn checkoffs. As you said, much greater demand for dollars, a lot of innovative things being done with corn right now.
Yes, I mean, it just all goes back to how many years, it's been years ago where the promotion board had the idea of to working with it with ethanol, and look at the huge interest in that we've boosted to our economy that ethanol has done. So we're just looking for maybe if we hit a grand slam again, the new ethanol that might come about, or we want to improve the farmer image. I mean, tell the consumers we're a good environmentalist. I mean, we want to preserve the ground and have good water quality, and just a lot of things that can be done. We just encourage everybody to, support this referendum for the extra 1/4 cent. We feel that we are always very transparent with our funding for what we fund, and we try to be good stewards of our producers' money. So we just hope that with the way agriculture is changing, we have changing issues and increasing programs that would need additional funds, and we just hope that this checkoff will go through increase that will help us give these funds, and we can help keep the farmer profitable in years to come.